usually mind watching my sister, but she asks so many questions. It's kind of annoying.
Why not be patient? I'm sure you had a bunch of questions when you were little, too. Hi, I'm Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. Thanks for stopping by. Why is the grass green? What makes the sky blue? How do fish breathe underwater? These are just a few of the things that I wanted to know when I was little. Back then, I had a lot of questions. Maybe you're like that too, and that's a good thing. Asking questions is how we learn, especially when it comes to God. And by the way, He'll never turn away your questions about Him. Just like Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 7, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you." Now, let's listen to our story. It's titled, Questions, Questions, Questions. When Matt got home from school, he took his little sister outside to play. He helped Ellie onto a swing and gave it a little push to get her started. Then he sat on the other swing. "Do you like to swing?" Ellie asked. "It's okay. I liked it more when I was little." "Why?" "There are other things I like better now," Matt said. "What do you like more?" "Baseball, football, basketball, things like that." Ellie was quiet for a minute. "Why is the sky blue?" Matt looked at the sky and sighed. "It has something to do with the sun's rays. Since there are no clouds today, we can see the blue sky and the sun." "Where do clouds go when we don't see them?" Ellie asked. Just then, Dad came home from work. "Daddy!" Ellie jumped off her swing and ran to him. "Hi, Pumpkin." Dad picked her up for a hug. He smiled at Matt. "It's nice you're spending time with your sister," he said as Ellie ran back to the swings. "She sure asks a lot of questions, though." "When you were four, so did you. Questions are good. They help us learn. Think about the science fair project you worked on last month. What was the first thing you did?" Matt said, "The first step in the scientific method is to ask a question." Dad nodded. "From there, you learned quite a bit. Do you know that Jesus asked a lot of questions when he talked with people and helped them?"
"He did?"
"When someone asked him a question, Jesus often responded with another question. He used questions to get people to think and look at things from a different perspective to help them understand the truth about who he is. He's never upset by our questions. In fact, he wants us to ask them. That's how we grow and learn." Matt smiled. "Since Jesus welcomes my questions, I guess that means I should welcome Ellie's." How about you? Did you ever notice how many questions teachers ask? Questions help us think about things, solve problems, and learn. That's why Jesus asked so many questions when he taught people in the Bible, and why he always welcomes our questions, no matter how difficult they may be. Ask questions as you study his word so you can learn more about him and grow. Our key verse is Matthew 7:7.
"Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you."
And our key thought for today, ask questions and learn. If you're looking for some fun stuff to do this year, Keys for Kids Ministries has just the book for you. It's called the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. It's got journals to write in, puzzles to solve, and some games to play. Now, I know you'll enjoy the stories every day, and you'll have lots of fun stuff to look forward to all year long. Ask your mom or dad for help and then take them to our shop. It's at keysforkids.org and then click on shop to find the 1-Year Classic Family Devotions. Once again, that's keysforkids.org and then click shop. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.